Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I would say that I'm like most listeners to the Mike O'Mara Show, that on the majority of Wednesdays when I come in here, I completely forget that it's Wide Open Wednesday. What's going on now?
We're shutting the studio door. Just as you forgot it was Wide Open Wednesday, we forgot to shut the studio door.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. So I forget that it's Wide Open Wednesday.
It's the first thing I think of in the morning when I get up on Wednesday.
Well, I wish everybody was diligent like you, Rob, but the fact is, I've got this guy from Fort Belvoir.
Kel!
And that's about it. And I just, Oscar sent out a push notification. Yeah. I did a Facebook Live. We talk about it all the time.
What if we change the text on the push notification? You lazy Fs, call into the
show.
Spell it out.
Send another one out.
Yeah?
Send another one. Can you send another one out?
I can.
With dirty words?
Let's go to Kel's.
I'm not doing that.
Okay. Fort Belvoir. What can we do for you, sir?
Good morning, gentlemen. How's everything?
Everything's wonderful. Usually when you say that, you look for a response, but that's okay. How are you, Kels?
I can't complain. First, I want to say congratulations again to Oscar.
Oh, my God. I forgot my wedding ring. I just realized that. Third day married.
Is this the first day you've forgotten
yes!
it?
Yes! Yeah,
you know, that's Mike. That's known as the 72-hour itch.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He is literally not wearing his wedding ring, Kels. Yeah. He's not wearing his wedding ring.
You can use it. I do it every so often.
Thanks, man.
And there's part of me, the fatalist part of me, mm-hmm. the optimistic fatalist, actually really wants to rant and cancel Wide Open Wednesday. And then the calls are a little delayed when they come in. Kels, is there anything besides wishing Oscar well that you would like to say? Because we've got a full slate of calls right now.
Well, I just wanted to also give my condolences to Rob. I will say a prayer for you and your family.
Thank you.
Very nice of you, Kels.
Thank you. My mom is, for what it's worth, my mom is doing okay. Spent the afternoon with her yesterday, and she's keeping very busy. And a lot of positive stuff coming my way via Facebook. Thank you all. Most appreciated.
Thanks for the call, Kels. We appreciate it. Let's go to number one hockey fan, Ralph Rice, otherwise known as Fried.
Yay!
Get it? Fried Rice. And hockey purveyor for Mr. Santana and Mr. Spiewak. And Fried, a dear friend of mine. And, by the way, I should say a man who has provided my son with the very first hockey stick that he will use when he begins, I think in about 2 weeks, to get into the first organized team.
Yeah.
Little guy skating program for hockey. So we're very excited. Hi, Fried. How are you?
Hey, how's everybody doing?
Hey, Ralph.
Hey, Fried. You sound down, my friend.
Are you nervous about the Nats or what's going on?
You know what? I'm following the Nat situation. Whatever.
We bring the volume up of the phones because they are all 3 miles in the background.
Yeah. Yeah. Speak up.
All right.
Thank you.
We've got Pittsburgh in town tonight.
Yes.
So I'm just trying to struggle through what happened last year and get on to this year. So,
well, you know, can I give you the scenario, Fried? Let me give you the scenario as a Caps fan who was transplanted down to Florida. You've got Pittsburgh. There's a really good chance the Caps will win that game because it's meaningless.
That's when they shine?
Yeah, I mean, and Fried knows how big a fan I am, and I follow the Caps now in the playoffs. I do not follow them in the regular season like I do in the playoffs. However, I'm going down to Sunrise. I actually was looking at hockey tickets today because I'm going to take my little guy across Alligator Alley to take in a Florida Panthers game, Fried.
Nice. Well, give me a call, and I'll take care of that.
All right.
Oh, really?
That type of juice. Hey, Fried, what about the travesty that happened last year where you didn't offer us Pens Caps tickets?
That was a travesty.
It was actually not a travesty. I actually called you.
Every time he calls us for tickets, it's always on a bad night. I'm like, hey, man, I'm getting married. Hey, man, I can't do this. Yeah. Hey, man, I'm sorry. Hey, I feel like a jerk. I won't say no anymore. I have no excuses.
I hope people realize the irony in his use of the word travesty because you are the most generous man in the world.
That's all right.
Fried. You're the greatest. Do you have a prediction for tonight's game?
Yes.
I do. I have a prediction that I'm not going to get happy early, but
smart.
We're going to win. It's going to be a 4-2 win.
Whoa.
Ovi will have another goal, and we're going to keep going strong.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Fry. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Gain from D.C. Is this the former guy that helped us out, Mr. Gain Foster?
Yes, sir.
Yay! Hey, Gain. Hey. Cinematographe.
Good guy. How are you, Gain? How's it going today?
Doing well, sitting in traffic. But I thought I'd give you guys a call because it's been 6 years since we hung out together.
Yeah, remember the mom jeans on the RV that Rob had? Those mom jeans, man, they were rough.
Yeah, that's my takeaway from the trip.
Let me give everybody the backstory. I want to give the backstory on this. We took a trip, an RV, and we recorded it for the road trip to Iowa. And we took a video recorder guy, and this was our guy. Gain recorded for posterity. Every single moment of that trip, including the fabulous night in the Cleveland bar where we all sang karaoke. It was
including the following
a special
day
trip
when Oscar and I spooned.
Everyone except for Buzz.
Yeah, Buzz didn't make it. Buzz wanted to go to his room.
I looked at my watch.
That was kind of the beginning of the end.
Wapner at three.
Yeah.
still one of the best nights I've ever had. That was a blast, guys.
It was great. Fun.
What's going on, Game? What can we do for you?
Nothing, just wanted to call and say that was like 6 years ago, I think, yesterday. I think we took off on October 10th, 6 years ago.
Aww. Well, you have a standing invitation to come to the studio and
anytime.
Come see the guys and, you know, get down to NOLA if you can.
I've
We'd
got
love
a,
to see
an
you.
Itchy,
thanks for the call.
I got a bad feeling that call was going to end with, and you still owe.
There's an
Julie
invoice.
From Baltimore. Hello, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi, Julie.
Hey, Julie.
I'm doing fine.
I just wanted to say congratulations to Oscar.
Thank you.
I've been listening from way back in the HFS and the when Don and Mike show, and I just love you guys and have a great day.
Oh, that's awesome. Very
Thank
sweet.
You very
Thank
much.
Thank you so much.
We are going to the great state of Vermont right now, and let's check in with this name is Marcus Serta. Hello. Hello, caller.
Yes, Marcus Serta Esquire. That would be correct. Thank you.
Hi there, Marcus. How are you?
I am good, fellas. I just wanted to call and congratulate Oscar, man. Welcome to the club.
Very sweet. Do you forget your ring as well? Because I did today.
Actually, I typically don't wear it because I'm too fat now for it to wear on my finger.
Oh, no, you're too fat for your wedding ring?
Yeah, my wife gives me a hard time every day, so, yeah.
Well, let me
every
offer this.
I check, and it doesn't quite fit.
Let me offer this, Marcus. If you never take it off, it tends to stay on. I don't know that I could remove mine now without either bacon grease or Windex.
Yeah, I think if I had done that, it would have turned purple and fallen off by now.
Hey, Mike's comes on and off like a bracelet. Easy does
right.
it. Yeah, look at that.
That is. Look at that. That's easy. And by the way, it is a gauge for me. As far as how the weight loss
weight
is going.
Yeah. That's
so
probably smart.
You,
so your fingers get so fat.
This is a very good sign. This is a very good sign right now.
Can your fingers get so fat that it basically your skin grows around it?
Well, yeah, but you see, there is right now, there's play.
Oh,
I can spin it.
My God.
But I can't get it off.
Your ring finger looks like it's wearing a belt.
Yeah, have you seen this finger?
That is awesome. Hey, Marcus, that John Crandall guy, I have a question for you.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
Okay, go ahead.
He's trouble, isn't he? He's trouble, right? He's not a lover. He's a hater.
Yeah, I think he's towing a fine line because there are days when he's being good, and there are days when not quite sure.
And, you know, I'm the quickest to throw a listener under the bus, but John Crandall actually did that Cooper's Hawk wine promo.
Oh, he did?
So, and that's very, very funny, and that actually runs today.
But I'm thinking about, like, stuff that he posts occasionally that he gets a little testy, doesn't he, as far as with your boy here? That's what I remember, and I could be totally wrong. I'm petty enough where I might manufacture this in my own mind, Marcus.
Now, Mike, just to, because, again, I brought John on this last week's Americast because of that promo, because I thought it was so funny and great, but yes, John does have a tendency sometimes on social media to speak what he believes the truth is.
Now, was he complaining about the fact that Jennifer Wisniewski hasn't been on the show or that I haven't been doing enough impressions? Is that what he was bitching about?
He would like to see some more of the old impressions come back. But yes, I would agree with him. We all miss Jennifer.
Aww. Okay, all right, oh, that's fine. You know what? I will take that as constructive criticism. But tell John that keep the promos coming, but try to be nicer to me.
Yeah, put him on a 1 week Facebook ban.
Yes.
And Marcus, my very best to your bride. With the how's the political world going up there?
It's actually going very well. She's into her third week of intensive training with the party up here, with the Democrats. And it's been quite an interesting experience. Not ready right now to share more details on that. But, you know, at some point, you and I, a couple of beers, I'll tell you all about the machine behind what we see every day on TV.
Man. Oh, very good. And any message for Rob Spiewak?
You, Rob.
Oh, my God. Oh,
classy
my
as
God.
Always, Marcus.
Yeah, oh, bye, Marcus.
My best to your wife.
Rob, I was actually not soliciting.
Yeah, you weren't looking for that. I didn't think you were looking for that.
I expected it 100%. And well delivered. Great call, Marcus. Anytime. What I liked was the really lengthy answers.
Let's go.
What
hey,
Ronnie, ass.
Ronnie, are you talking or what?
Oh, I'm sorry, guys. My son is right here. Say good morning, Mike O'Mara.
No.
No.
Oh, still so a better call cute. Than Marcus.
That is so cute. Our friend from Las Vegas, Nevada, Lost Wages. How you doing, Renique?
I'm doing pretty good, man. Oh, well, okay. You go get some breakfast then. I'll go. You go make it. What are you going to make, some eggs?
We're getting a window into the lifestyle of Renique.
Yeah,
wide
yeah.
open Wednesday just crumbles before my very eyes.
It's father. Early. It's early out
great
there.
Father son moment. Yeah. Calling
very,
radio
very
show.
Early. Buddy, what can we do for you?
Oh, nothing, guys. I just wanted to say good morning to you guys and congratulations to the Oscar.
Thank you, Ronnie.
God bless. Go
thank
take care of that kid.
Care
let's go to Bill from Fredericksburg. Bill, you're on the Mike O'Mara show.
Hey, boys. Hey, first of all, congrats, Oscar.
Thanks.
Welcome to the land of married men.
Woo.
And my wedding ring also fits on my finger like a belt. I can't take it off. I haven't been able to take it off in years.
Are you a big man?
That's a new club, by the way.
I am. You know, I am. And you know, it didn't take long for it to grow over. I don't know. Maybe I got it tight. Who knows? But, I mean, I never take it off anyway.
Would you like to weigh in with your vitals?
Well, I'm about 3 bills plus.
How tall?
That counts. Yeah. That counts.
Yeah. I'm 5'11".
Oh, a little okay. shorter than me.
Yeah. Well, I'm 5'11", too. Yeah. I'm 5'11". Maybe closer to 5'10 and a half. Maybe starting that whole shrinking thing that goes on. Except for the belly. Am I right, ladies?
I hear you, right? Hey, the one other thing I wanted to kind of put in here with Wide Open Wednesday is, you know, Wednesdays are the one day where I get the little alert, and I'm getting off the train, and it's, okay, it's time to go to the live stream and listen to the guys. Maybe that's a regular thing to prompt people to call, to not just call in, but to listen live.
Ah, well, or maybe well, we can try that. We can have some
hey,
try
Pony?
That.
Yes.
Pony, my computer's going bat-ass right now.
Yeah, we're working on it on
yeah,
our end.
Yeah, we're working it right now. Go ahead.
Do we have some? Okay,
yeah, we're back.
Oh, there you are.
Go ahead. Yeah. Thank
all right,
you.
We'll take that under advisement. We love
thanks,
to get
Bill.
The constructive
we'll work
criticism.
On that.
Yes, thank you.
Let's go to Gaithersburg, Maryland and say, hey, Ray. Hey, Ray from Gaithersburg.
You
how are
call
you,
me Ray?
Hey, gentlemen. How are you doing this morning?
Well, you know, we're doing okay. The Wide Open Wednesday, to be perfectly honest with you, I gotta give it an adrenaline shot. I truly do. It's yeah. becoming problematic.
We should just do Wednesday concerned. Shows.
Mm-hmm.
Then people won't feel like they have it. We're just spoiling them, right?
Mm.
Well, but it's like the phones aren't conditioned to come in on every show. That's why we kind of
maybe
you know I use this to justify our expensive little phone system.
Oh my God!
Yes,
it's like a little beetle sitting here under the console.
Yeah. What can we do for you, Ray?
What? A Volkswagen Beetle.
Oh, okay. I'm with you.
Yeah. Well, if you need an adrenaline shot, you're probably going to hate this call.
Already do.
All right.
Go ahead, Ray.
I'm.
I can't do it
oh,
anymore.
Oh, my
I'm
God.
Sorry. Jason from Boston. No, I mean, really, it's like, I swear to God, it's becoming.
But it's good,
it
Mike, is, that
it
your
is,
spidey
you know what
sense
it is?
Was tingling.
Wide Open Wednesday is now people that get a push notification that know us. That no, or the listenership of this show is eroding
no, we can,
to a point where it is so despicable that we get the only f***ing people that we talk to now are people we know personally. That's what it sounds like to me. And I'm wondering what we have to do for this program to make this particular video. Now, you know I go there occasionally.
Every month.
And I
month.
Will go there again.
Every month.
Because every month we're sitting there. I've got one call left here. It's this person calling Jason from Baltimore. Jason, are you related to one of us? What's going on? How are you?
Well, guys, how are you this morning?
We're great, Jason, as you can probably tell.
I'll try to give you a little bit of energy. First, condolences to both Rob and Oscar for everything.
That's funny. That's the best call of the day so far. Very nice.
Thank you.
So I really want to treat it as a helpline. I've got a little issue. You remember back in the day when you first did your phone lines from the old house? This is years and years ago.
Yes.
I'm the first caller, and you were giving an award or a prize out to the first quality caller, and I called from work. And I made you chuckle, kind of like I did today, two for two.
Don't get happy.
And I was told that my old tuxedo shirt that was too large for him. And Mark was supposed to call me, never did. I'm just wondering, when am I going to get that?
You mean Mark Ronick, our former business manager, never got back to you? You know what? I understand. I heard a rumor that there are going to be a bunch of people that had that same thing happen where he never got back to them.
Right.
But they haven't gotten the rights to use the stadium yet. So unfortunately, that's. But I appreciate the call. That's wonderful. Brian from Oregon. Brian, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good morning, guys. How the heck are you?
We are wonderful. Just weeding our way through some wonderful telephone calls on Wednesday morning. Well, how are you, sir?
Very nice. I'm doing well. If you don't know me, and I got the call, I thought I'd call you. Thank you for the quick reminder that you're on live on Wednesday morning as I'm driving to work in the fog and rain and everything else here in Oregon.
Wow,
you know, the idea,
picture,
you know, so we always take good ideas, and that is not necessarily a bad idea that when we open the mics and we start taping this show, and we do urge people to listen to the app and listen live,
yes.
And we do let them know that we're just on the air, and that might be something we take under advisement.
I like that. Also, we could maybe change the message in the mornings, because it's very sterile, right?
Right.
Maybe we could craft new messages.
Spice it up.
Where we use things that will get people's attention, something, a call to action outside of what we currently do.
Is Brian still on the line?
Yeah, TMOS pin up of the day.
Yeah, Brian's still on the line, Rob. He's still. Hey.
Brian, did you ever get that tuxedo shirt from Mark?
That's too funny. Sorry I hung up on that guy, but it made it funnier.
Ouch.
Let's go to Mo from Woodbridge. This isn't Mo Cerrito, is it?
No, it's not.
This is Mo. Is this Mohammed?
Yes, this is Mohammed.
Yeah.
From Woodbridge.
Oh, stock tip.
This is our stock tip of the week.
This is it is so easy to get through on Wide Open Wednesday that we have repeat callers that are getting into double digits.
Regulars.
For Mo, though, I asked him to call every week.
Yeah.
That was a request.
Yeah, it's a good
one. Request.
Very good.
Yeah,
what's on the agenda today?
I'm just calling, for my stock tip of the week.
That's right. You were asked to call in. What is the stock pick to click?
It's a BAC, Bank of America.
Oh, a big company. Sounds like a blue chip to me. That sounds like a blue chip. Thanks, Mo. We appreciate the call.
That's the beauty of Mo's picks.
Yeah, that's the beauty, Oscar. That's what I say every week. That's
like
the
Nikki
beauty
Rhinestone.
Of Mo's picks. Let's go.
I don't understand him.
I know. His phone sounded better.
Yeah, better phone.
Julie from Alexandria. Hello.
Hey, guys. How are you today? You've already
we're
answered
doing,
that, so I know you're fine.
Yeah, we're fine.
So I just thought I would call because I've had major surgery, and I am currently taking Oxy and Valium. And acetaminophen and Celebrex.
Wow.
I love you guys.
Wow, that's a lot of stuff there. Mm. My goodness gracious. Feeling no pain.
No, well, I was. And then they said, you got to crank up your pain meds. And I was like, okay. So there we go. And so
breast augmentation, what are we talking about here?
Well, one can hope, it got a little tuck, a little nip, whatever it takes.
Keep it
tight. But you're the Oscar, but baby, I'm the trophy wife, so it really doesn't matter that much.
Wow.
Yeah. Another thing is that I've used two of your Mike-isms, and I'm hopefully turning on some of the nursing staff to your show. my husband was complaining about something, and I just looked at him and I shook my head and I said, "Baby, if you ain't bitching, you ain't breathing."
Feel better. I love that. We'll send Pony over to make a music video later on this afternoon. That's what we're gonna do. And that's why he's mine. The Anna Nicole. I always go back to that. That's our first segment with Wide Open Wednesday, and now it's time to actually start the show. So, Rob, I think we could probably do that.
Hit
unless you have something witty to say that you'd like. You know, I just don't want to go out like this. I want to take one more call.
We don't have to go anywhere.
No.
We don't have to go anywhere.
We do. Well, we do basically to run the show. You do. Let's go to Sean in Round Rock. Where's Round Rock?
Round Rock is just north of Austin, Mike.
Okay. How are things in Texas today, my friend?
It's a beautiful day in Texas, sir. It's nice and cool. We had a little cool wave come through, so had a break in the heat.
God, we could use that in the rest of the United States. Mm. It's hot everywhere.
Am I right, ladies?
I mean, come on. Yeah. Get out of here. But that's the weather. What can we do for you, my friend?
Well, Mike, I wanted to tell you about how I think I channeled you a little bit at our local AAA hockey game last Friday. I was invited to go to the game. I took my family and had the pleasure of sitting in front of two families with at least five boys, all under the age of six.
Oh, my God. Welcome to hell.
Exactly.
Wow. What'd you do?
And at the very beginning of the game, these boys, these probably five, maybe there were some twins going on. I don't know if they were all the same age. But in their high-pitched five-year-old voices screaming, "Ref, you suck."
Oh, no.
You suck over and over again.
Oh, see, that turns me off when a parent lets that happen.
Oh, my God. It was so sad. And both, of course, my son and my wife are sitting there going, "Please do not say anything to them. Please."
And when my son gets to be old enough, he'll probably join my wife in feeling the same way about me.
Yeah.
Daddy, don't get involved. Did you did you heed their advice?
I did until the end of the game when we were leaving, and as I stood up and turned around, I just looked at the one of the fathers, and I said, "You have a lovely family."
That is so perfectly handled.
Did he miss it, or did he get it? Did he get the dripping sarcasm?
I just don't think he didn't really pay any attention. The guys that were sitting to the left of them that were behind me, they knew who I was, and they just burst out laughing.
You got an audience, you know, and a nice passive-aggressive way to do it. I think
good
that's
way to
do it.
Fight in the stands, that's just beautiful. Leave with on a high note.
That's right, yep, that's right.
Exactly.
Yeah. And, well, you know what? 30 years from now, they can all go into politics. Thank you very much. Round Rock, I got to remember that because I think he's called before. That is a good taste in my mouth.
See, now we can start.
Well, yeah, and we have more calls. We'll do that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
There has to be a way down.
No. We just got to go back and find another way.
I think if we follow this path...
We're not doing that. We follow that path and we die. The last time you thought you knew something, we ended up with something else.
Last time I thought, I was trusting my instincts, Alex, you know? I was trusting my gut,
calm down,
my
just
heart.
Calm down, all right? Let's just think about this logically. There's no actual
Stop!
Way.
I'm scared. Okay? I'm scared. Admit that you're scared, too. Ben, do you actually know what it means to be reckless? It means to abandon safety.
No, exactly,
and
sometimes, what it means, Alex.
Sometimes,
right now,
we don't have a choice, okay? Nobody knows where we are. Nobody knows where we are. You know, all we have is me and you. Do you actually think we're going to make it?
No. My instinct tells me that we're going to die up here. But we do have a choice. And we're still alive.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Live from the Fiber Studios in our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. There's a little delay when I do that, so I don't want to miss
You know,
the
I
show.
Combed the internet, Mike. There were no good Beau Bridges clips from the movie.
Quick. The Mike O'Mara Show is a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you're in the know. We are on air, on demand, and heard 24/7. See, I don't remember it. Then he reminds me that I forgot how much fun we had yesterday. We're heard 24/7 on the app. The app that Oscar sends the push notifications out on. The app that people call on a lot. You can reach us today, Wide Open Wednesday, 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. We're on now and brought to you by Texture. There's a chill in the air. There's no better time to curl up with a great magazine. But who wants to deal with all the clutter? And who wants to go and buy every magazine you might even slightly be interested in? How about getting all of them? How about getting over 200 titles? How about getting the app called Texture? It gives you unlimited access to over 200 magazines right on your tablet or smartphone. One of the best things about Texture is you do get to look at them all. Yes. All the covers put on your tablet or smartphone. You go through them. You see one article that might pique your interest. You dive in. It's there. You get it. Then you can save the magazines that you want to read every single month. But it makes you more aware of magazine content, and it doesn't leave all that clutter in your house. It's totally searchable. It's got daily recommendations, exclusive interactive features. Normally $9.99 a month, but if you sign up right now at texture.com/TMOS, you can get a 14-day free trial. By the way, $9.99 a month. Why don't you go subscribe to 20 magazines?
Tell me about it.
What that's going to cost you. How about getting 200 plus? That's what Texture gives you for that. It's an amazing deal. One of Apple's top 2016 iPad apps. Throw another log on the fire and start your free trial right now. Right now, Texture offering our listeners a 14-day free trial when you go to texture.com/TMOS. That's 14 days to try Texture absolutely free when you go to texture.com/TMOS. Get busy reading way more for way less. texture.com/TMOS. We got one last call to button up here. Okay. Stan has been waiting through the break there.
Stosh.
Stan from Post Falls, Idaho. Hello there.
Hello. Good morning.
Hi. You sound like you're out in a cabin out in the middle of the Iowa wilderness. Yeah. The Idaho wilderness.
Yeah, I am. It's pretty much in the wilderness. I'm looking at a big hill off to my left, kind of like heading to work, going to slay the dragon.
Oh, all right. You sound like you're channeling your inner Norm MacDonald. What can we do for you, Stan?
Oh, I just called because I got the push notification. And I just wanted to check it out. I'm a longtime listener, first time caller.
That's what.
I love it. Do you know,
when I get the feeling with this guy, when he says he's going to slay the dragon, he believes in dragons.
I think maybe that's true. Anything else besides just checking out your new push notification? You just wanted to see if it worked?
Well, I just wanted to say congratulations, Oscar. Thank you. I love you guys. You guys are the greatest show. You get me through my work day. I just love it.
God bless you. Nice. Thank you very much. We appreciate the call from Idaho. Well, that's Wide Open Wednesday.
Yes.
Thank you.
Another winner.
That's it.
Adrian, shut him down.
That's it. And Adrian doing the calls?
Take a walk, too. Yeah.
I could sense a little Adrian out there in the back. Just a little speed factor with the calls to screening. But anyway, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are delighted to have you with us today. Oscar has forgotten his wedding ring.
Yes.
And on my show prep, which I did not go over with you guys, one of the things I was going to ask you was, has anything changed in your world? You are 4 days into marital bliss?
Yes.
And I was wondering, is there any, you know, the dust settles like weeks down the road, maybe months down the road, but initially, is there any other feeling you get? And specifically, do you get a sense from your betrothed of any greater level of happiness, relaxation?
These are all great questions.
The honeymoon period.
Luna de miel, as my mom would say.
Of his marriage.
Yes, thank you.
Yes.
Yes.
This would be maybe the happiest time of his life.
I will tell you, with my multiple marriages, I had honeymoon periods that were not necessarily blissful.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God!
I got ripped off on my the second marriage honeymoon in a very, very expensive resort.
Thought perhaps you're gonna say got ripped off by your wife.
You had a bad honeymoon.
I had a bad experience, a couple of them on the honeymoon where stuff was stolen from my.
Oh, that sucks!
Oh no,
that is the worst.
Omen. Anyway, so yes, Oscar.
They stole cash, jewelry, yeah, and your happiness.
But only half.
Only half of it. I'll say this. As far as a honeymoon is concerned,
right?
There is no remorse for not taking one right now. And okay. Shannon and I actually talked about it late last night, where there's so much going on already that, even with the live show coming up, mm-hmm, coming up around the corner here,
yes,
that she knows that I wouldn't have enjoyed a trip away.
You would not have been in the present.
I wouldn't have been,
hey,
present.
You know, since you mentioned the live show, yes, and this sits next to me every day, yes, and I never read it, and I have to mention that joining us on stage in New Orleans, Louisiana, at the legendary House of Blues will be a wonderful band called Gump Fiction. Mm-hmm. They're the ultimate 90s experience. This amazing party and show band is a high-octane, nostalgia-fueled time machine with one totally radical destination, the 1990s. But they do, Rob Spiewak, play from different
everything
eras as well.
They play everything. Everything. And Nick Loader is the guy that's been my contact, and he sent us a package of slap bracelets. Ooh. If you remember these from the 90s.
These are so cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is like a wedding ring, but
better
you
than
just
a wedding ring.
Slap and it goes right around your wrist like that.
There it is.
I'm in.
There it
it's
is.
On.
So they know how to party. They're no good ring. Guys.
Yeah. If you want to check them out, they're at gumfiction.com. Get ready to party. Also on stage with us will be wonderful comedian Rob Mayer, who hosts the Rob and
Rob
Joe
Mayer.
Show.
Woo!
Who I have wanted to do stand up at one of our shows for a very, very long time. And I'm really, really excited to have him opening the show for us in New Orleans, Louisiana, which
yes,
is going to be less than a month from
yes,
today. We are going to be on stage at the House O' Blues.
Love
and,
it.
Yeah, we sold this show out months ago.
A
and
whole
we are,
new show, Mike. A whole new show.
I'm very, very excited yeah, about that and looking forward to seeing everybody down there.
It's
gonna
be great.
Really, really, really excited about it. We're going to have lots of stuff going on.
I love
in
what we
New
planned
Orleans,
out.
We're going to be in there for a couple of days and it's going to be great.
Really an interactive show. It's going to be an interactive show.
Very interactive show. And in the centerpiece of the show is going to the week down there, the weekend, the long weekend for most people, is going to be the Saturday night show at the House of Blues.
Yes.
So we are very, very, very excited. And, you know, we haven't talked about it because once we sell these shows out, we don't feel compelled to do that, but for all of you that are coming down, we are super excited about New Orleans.
And
yeah,
we've
if
been you bought planning tickets, and planning and planning.
Yes. If you bought tickets, put a reminder in your phone because you're going to want to remember to come.
Yes.
It's yeah,
be it's fun.
Yeah, and you see a lot of people because when you sell tickets that early mm-hmm, to a venue like this, you see a lot of people shuffling around and making
sure,
last-minute arrangements. And so, you know, if you haven't done it, if you bought the tickets, this is a reminder to get down there.
Yes.
And we will see you there. I worry about that, actually. I worry about the fact that, you know, people got their tickets. You see some people saying, hey, I've got two. Can you know, and they use the fan pages like an exchange for these tickets.
But there's also a lot of excitement bubbling, and I see it sort of redoubling on a daily basis. People are really into it, and I can't wait to get down there.
You know, I
plan your surgeries around our live show, please.
That's always been our policy.
That's
yes,
what I do.
Yes.
That's what I do.
Yes.
People.
Be
yeah,
like Mike.
Yeah, be like Mike. Be just like Mike.
So,
anyway,
with this live show coming up, I would have been wrapped up in logistics and on the phone and on the on email
and
back
using
and forth,
cough drops
right?
And everything.
How's your throat? You all right? You all right there?
My girl was sick all last week, and I was fighting it
leading
off.
Leading up to her wedding.
Yeah, fighting it off, fighting it off, fighting it off. So I don't know what's happening now. I'm hoping
what's
that
what's happening
this is, not the
is it's the de-stressifying
yes,
of the wedding, and then you just relax, and because
it finally hits me.
Well, because you didn't have a honeymoon, you know, Sunday probably rolled around, and you were like, oh,
yeah, and we were with family the entire day Sunday, like fully yeah, packed family day, right?
I, you know, right now, outside of the live show, my MO, my modus operandi is, yeah, we got to get together. Yeah, come see me. Come see me and stay at a hotel. That's me till May. Come see me, stay at a hotel. You know, here's the reality of the situation, all right? Yes.
Yes.
Has it been discussed that the O'Mara family would move into a slightly larger domicile to accommodate guests? Yes, it has been
right,
discussed. Hurricane Irma has officially put the nail in that coffin. Let me tell you why. I now know what a Cat 2, borderline Cat 3, does to where I live.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, it really has tested this domicile. So I'm here. We like it here. We don't want to leave here. It's, yes. By the way, the guy that was power washing the houses yesterday, the cinder blocks out
yeah,
here, they got
how is
you have tile roofs there. And this guy was hysterical. And I went out to tell him. I said, "Yeah, we had a skylight that was damaged, and we need to get it repaired so you can't power wash the roof." He goes, "Yeah, man, what are you guys doing here? You're too young to live in this neighborhood." And Carla, Carla's standing right next to me. And I look over at Carla, and Carla gives me this look like, "See, it was fascinating down here. It really was." But
what are you doing here?
What are you doing? The guy was hysterical. I talked to him for like 20 minutes. But Oscar, the illness is probably brought on by that, and also the wedding ring not being on your finger.
Yes.
I do take mine off when I play golf now because it
really
wrecks my knuckles together when I'm doing that. But do you take yours off frequently?
I don't take it.
He's only been married 4 days. He can't even establish.
The only times I take it off is when I take a shower. Oh, I have at least. And I took it off in the middle of the night last night because when I pulled my hand up to my headboard, it clanked against the headboard.
I've done that.
Right?
And I was
like,
yeah.
F this. Like, I don't need that waking me up again. Right?
So I took it. Where it is? Could you go into your house right now and know exactly?
I actually woke up and put it on the dresser so I wouldn't throw it on the floor, right? So I would pick it up in the morning, but on my way out, I did not pick it up.
Yeah, and that'll wig her out, by the way.
No, I wrote her a text. I said, by the way, forgot my wedding ring. Shimmy it up when you can because I'm pretty embarrassed about this.
Oh, hey, so Mrs. She Mrs. might be coming Zavallos through. Is coming in?
Yes.
That's wonderful. I'd like to
for
like
the
to
first time as a
personally.
Married woman.
Yes, yes that would be wonderful.
So,
but it's
Peach Zavallos.
How's it going? How's it treating you? How's married life going?
It's no different. It's the same. Though I did call yesterday and I was like, look, I'm on my way home. And she said, okay. And so I'm asking her about the dog. I'm asking her about life. And she's like, I got to go. I got to clean this place up because I don't want to get yelled at. And I said, well,
there you go.
That works. Mm-hmm. I said, I'm not going to yell. You just talk to me. Like, we're husband and wife. She goes, I know you. I got to go. I'm going to finish this up right now.
It's one. Welcome to Merida Bliss. Welcome to the rest of your life, hopefully. Knock on wood.
Yeah,
you know, Mrs. O'Mara and I had a little tiff yesterday.
You did?
Yeah. You're not going to believe what she said to me.
Why?
This is stunning. This blew me out of this is exactly what she said. This is what the fight was really about. I know, really. Hold on to your hats with this.
All right.
You know what she said?
What?
She said that I can be a little too negative.
What?
Can you believe that?
Well, not only
can
is
you
that
believe that.
Mike, not only is that false, that topic has never been broached before.
Never.
Never.
What could you be negative about on a Tuesday evening?
Yeah.
That's right. I said, I don't know what you're smoking, but I'm never not happy. we can take a break with that. Yeah. Happy, happy, joy, joy.
I love you.
And then I gave her the Joe name of the
I want to kiss you.
Joe name of the in news you may not need today for a good reason. So that's for Joe Namath fans.
Really?
Wait for that and see what happens. We'll take a break. Come back with more. You are listening to Wide Open Wednesday. Dan from Scarborough, Maine. Hang on the line. We'll talk to you in just a second.
Hi there. Orson and I would like to tell you about a fantastic way that you can help the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yes.
It's through the Amazon portal at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
I think it's so nice that you see.
Right. Just click on the Amazon tab and you can shop to your heart's content.
Every July, peas grow there.
Not quite. But every time you make a purchase, Mike and the guys get a little taste of the Amazon action.
We were onto a can of peas, a big dish of peas.
It's okay. You can buy peas through Amazon. Even a gonk.
What is a gonk?
Well, I'm not sure. But it doesn't cost you anything, and you help keep that funny train chugging along.
This is a lot of shit, you know that.
Well, I think it's a fine way to help support the Mike O'Mara Show.
Now, what is it you want?
Just do your Amazon shopping through the portal at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and when you buy something, say something.
Such pests.
Hello? Hello?
Thank you, Orson. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Draft Fantasy Football. We're going to do it again this Thursday.
Yes.
We'd love you to join it, too. It is so cool to get this app Draft. You play real-life snake drafts. It's your fantasy football destination. The draft lasts for just a week. There is no management, no salary caps. Just set it and forget it. I have a tremendous bankroll in my draft account right now.
I bet you do.
I'm going to be playing.
I bet you do.
Like a madman.
You took my money!
You want to try again? Want to go for it again?
Oh!
You want to go again, froggy. Oscar?
Let's do it.
Let's do another $50 bet.
Let's yes, we paid for it.
So great.
Let's do it. It's on.
Yeah. And by the way, it is a slot machine because we
are we doing auto draft?
Let's do auto draft. Okay. I love auto draft. All right. I think that makes it stress free.
I'll set it up.
And then we'll do another one with the three of us. And I'd love to get the listeners involved,
yes.
too. I'd love to get
you
the listeners
You
got to
give them your
join.
Screen name so they can get you involved.
Get involved. Right,
mine is M. O'Mara, correct?
Yes.
Mine is
M. O'Mara. M. O'Mara.
Chalky Colon.
For Rob Spielberg.
That's right.
Oscar
we'll join,
F. Santana.
We'll join a draft. Let
yes.
me know. Draft even takes care of last-minute injuries for you. Drafts start every couple of minutes, so you can join one right now. And the best part, cold, hard cash. Drafts start from just a dollar, so there's a draft for everyone. Come and join us on Draft today. Download the app at any time. Just search Draft in your app store and join a game in minutes or play right from your computer on PlayDraft.com. I go back and forth between the app and PlayDraft.com sure. on my computer. The choice is yours. For a limited time only, all new players get a free entry into a draft when you make your first deposit. But you got to use the promo code TMOS. And by the way, this is a new sponsor for us, and it's a new fantasy football sponsor.
Yes.
So please, please, please dive in today. We
Have
want
fun.
You to get involved
If you've
with draft.
Never gotten involved in fantasy, this is the time to do it. It is so easy.
And so,
it is
fun.
So much easiest. Fun.
Yeah. Play a real money game for free just for using promo code TMOS on your first deposit on draft. Search draft in the App Store or go to PlayDraft.com and play free with promo code TMOS. Let's go to Scarborough, Maine, and say hi to Dan from the great state of Maine, my second home. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. How are you, Radio God?
Ooh. We are doing nice. Very, very well. It's great to hear from you, and I miss it. I miss Maine very much. My cousin put a picture up of a Skudik up at Acadia National Park over the weekend where it was blowing up a storm, and I wanted to be there on the granite rocks watching the surf come in. What can we do for you, Dan?
I just thought I got the notification on the app, so I just thought I'd call. And as I was walking around work helping customers, having listened to the Mike O'Mara show long enough, you were doing the commercial, and so I knew how long I could talk to someone before I had to walk away from the people who pay me to be able to talk to you.
That is a loyal person who knows the rules, and it's awesome, and we appreciate that, Dan. And please spread the word that, I'm not ready to give up the ghost on Wide Open Wednesday just yet, but we're real close.
Yes.
So you got to get a lot of new people
that
calling
adds
in,
excitement.
And we appreciate the call. Yes, it does. It does add excitement. It's wonderful. I know that I'm losing it with my bride. I mentioned that we had,
an altercation of Brannigan.
It's minor.
A kerfuffle.
We relaxed and I basically whined it away by the end of the evening and she went to bed and it was not
don't go to bed ever upset with your spouse. Did you go to bed happy?
Was there a big bedtime?
We went to bed happy. We woke up happy.
Good.
She took my little guy to his skating lesson today and he's happy and I'm getting excited. He's starting to actually show a genuine interest in the stuff that surrounds hockey and kind of cool for me to watch this.
Blades of Glory. Show him that movie.
Yeah. In the middle of the tiff, though, I said, I said to her yesterday, I said, it's only Monday. This is terrible. And she looked at me and she stopped. She goes, it's Tuesday. And my argumentative nature, the argumentative side of me wanted to say, no, it's not. But I hesitated, and then I realized that I lost track in my emotion.
It happens. Track.
Does it?
Yes.
Even to younger people?
Yes,
I
it does.
I feel like it might be the early sign.
No, you're fine.
I don't know. It was a little scary. It was
well. The weekend starts tomorrow, and you can relax and get back to your regular self.
Well, Rob, you know more than anybody else. It's been a week, and you've had a week, and
got a lot going on.
Mm-hmm. Oscar got married. Then we had the good. We had the bad, and then my beloved Boston Red Sox. By the way, with the suckiest attitude in sports, I was relieved to read an article by Dan Shaughnessy that was talking about the sucky attitude.
He's
the
Boston author at the paper. You follow, right?
Yeah, the Boston Globe.
That's right. Okay.
He's a columnist for the Boston Globe. And I know I told you that when I went to spring training, by the way, we will not be participating this next season because I'm done watching guys mope around and sulk and just kind of go through the motions.
So
and,
should we fire Mac?
No, he can stay.
Okay.
He can stay. But this guy mentions, and this was the this was so cool. The reason Boston sports writers are so fantastic is that they go for the jugular.
They just call it how it is.
They call it how they. And the one paragraph that I read was, there's this guy, Eduardo Nunez, who blew his knee up running down to first base. And he talks about the fact that the manager and the trainer came out and helped him off the field. Not one player even got out of the dugout to go over and check on him. And that was the vibe that I got from these guys.
You
and
call it at spring training.
Yeah.
You said that they all these little moves. Lollygagging around.
Yeah. The other thing is, like, after wins, they do this little outfield dance for each other that's just so jive and so crappy. And all the – they're doing all the – it's like – I said to my wife last night regarding professional athletics – these are men in their young 20s, 25 and under in most cases, right?
Yeah.
And I think that we have to go back to, and I'm, by the way, I'm not touching the current NFL situation. This has nothing to do with that. I'm talking about the idea of guys with bad attitudes, and if they're star athletes, the modern coaching technique, correct me if I'm wrong, is kind of to let them
do what they do, yeah.
And I think in baseball, you know, you saw this where it's just like, you know, they always say in baseball, play the game right. And, you know, I think you see in baseball more than any other sport, when you see a championship team, you see this kind of all for one, one for all mentality. And if there's a chink in that armor at all, you'll notice it.
It's like cancer is going to spread.
Yeah.
I really believe that. I believe that, like, when you go back and you look at baseball teams, they always seem to be the champions. They always seem to have one or two or three guys that aren't necessarily statistic guys, but they're gritty. Mm-hmm. And they have a great attitude. And I think more than any other sport,
default leaders,
that applies.
That makes the team cohesive and keeps it together.
I think football, you can be a prick. I think football, you can be a prick. And if you have just a God-given talent,
a breakout game, you can do it. People forget everything.
You know, I think collectively, you can get a bad team.
Baseball, though.
Baseball, you have to have symmetry. You have to have that synergy, I should say. You should have synergy for baseball. So, it's just something. I don't know why I'm talking about.
So, pennant next year, though?
Well, because, look, regardless, you're a fan, right? You're a fan of the Sox.
But I'm invested.
You're leaving.
I'm leaving. I'm done.
I saw the press conference after the loss. I sat there. I'm like, this guy doesn't even look like he gives an S.
It's a big baby up there. And in Boston in particular, for the Red Sox, You have this circle that this applies to everything.
Right.
When you feel like the people that are covering your sport, the writers, are the enemy, and the fans are kind of beneath you. When you get that psyche, you're gonna empty seats.
You're gonna lose.
Yes. People are going
to
pick
up on it. When you yell at the callers, they're gonna know.
Mm-hmm. Now you're painting with broad strokes.
F you, Oscar. F you.
Mike, there is a fine line.
That is one of the greatest hypocrisy, shove it up my pooper moments that we have ever had on the show. It's what you were doing to me.
Mike, you were exhibiting tough love.
I don't know.
And that's not what the Red Sox
do. No, you're right. You're right. I love all the people calling. I do. I shouldn't have. But I would like to have.
You want more people.
More
you want more
callers.
People.
Yes.
I would like more people to call. Yes. Mm-hmm. We interact more with our, with the people that listen to this show than any incarnation
of any show I've ever
done.
I was going to say, and it wasn't the right time when we were yelling at the callers, but now we can talk about it.
Yes.
I was going to say the reason why it feels like we know all these people is because we interact at a level that we've never, it's unprecedented.
That's
for the
true.
Yeah, but the calls, the vast majority of people that listen to this show do not call.
Yes.
That is the truth.
Just like the majority don't buy the bonus show.
That's right. Well, they listen to the free show.
Yeah,
and the numbers are good for the free show, sort of.
And, no, they're great.
They're great. Okay. And the thing, it's never good enough for me.
Yeah.
So I just like it to be better. I want the presentation to be better, and it starts with your boy right here. So,
and I want to make sure that Ronnie Jr. got his eggs.
Yeah.
How dare you, Rob?
I mean,
come on.
We don't have closure on that chapter of today's show.
You don't know if he got the bacon or eggs?
Yes. What did he get?
Hey, did you send my booze by any chance? I know you've been going through it.
Dude. Yeah, yeah.
Oscar, did you send my boom, Mike?
Yes, Mike. We checked on the boom. I actually have a new boom here that was sent to my house in my wedding brain moment, but a new one's coming to you tomorrow. It'll arrive there tomorrow.
To me. You're preaching to the choir when that happens. When, when I'm hopping around all over the country, I get more stuff. That happens more in Maine than any other time. It's
What's that?
Man, I'm really... where I'll order something, and it goes to the wrong home.
Oh, okay. I sent it to my house instead of Mike's house.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Pony. That's so frustrating for me.
It very much is, isn't it? Hey, we got a call.
Anyway. No, it's, I would say that well, let's watch this. I'm going to change my attitude after that.
You're
I'm
like Patti LaBelle. Right now. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Let's go to another call from Oregon. We're very popular in Oregon. Danny from Astoria, Oregon.
Danny. Hi, Danny. Hey, Mike. I'm calling from the app.
Oh, that's very kind of you.
That's wonderful, Danny. It's we got another call from Oregon that said it's gray and miserable out there right now.
Oh no, it's I've been stalking Rob on Facebook for years, trying to get him to friend me because I live in the town where Goonies was filmed.
Yes,
but
I was going to say that Goonies never die.
Cool,
Rocky Road.
What's your name, sir?
My name is Danny Giles, and I've been stalking you and harassing you on Facebook, and you
in the past, you've done things that have been less than pleasing to me.
Uh-oh. Oh. Have you been a problem, Danny?
Do you remember, Rob? Can you remember? You got a great memory. Do you remember?
Don't you have a mustache? Don't you have a big mustache?
That's my drunk picture from working as a photographer on cruise ships.
And that's supposed to make me like you?
Oh. No, say, hey, come on, calm down.
So rude.
He's being, hey, you know, the one thing about Goonies, isn't that a gorgeous town?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Is Astoria, Oregon, like a coastal, beautiful seaside community?
It is. And if you ever see Kindergarten Cop, I'm in that movie in three places.
Yeah, they filmed it there. Kindergarten Cop, beautiful setting. Same place.
That is the same part of the world. And it's kind of, I don't want to say it's like Maine, but there are similarities.
How fast is your internet? Mike's going to move there.
You know, we're thinking about options. All it takes is one more Cat 3. We're the hell out of here. That's the way that goes.
The one thing on my agenda is last week you guys had sound clips from Meet the Parents, and it got me all reminiscent because when Meet the Parents came out, I went to the local cinema with my crazy stripper girlfriend.
Oh.
And after sitting in the movie after the previews, nothing was happening and the entire theater was empty, and we started goofing around. And by the time the movie started, we were having full-on intercourse in the movie. And
wow. You know, you took a long time to get there, Danny, but Jesus.
In the middle of it, I stuck a Kit Kat.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dear God.
This is not appropriate.
Don't break me off a piece of that.
You know, Rob, usually when you're mean to listeners, I don't understand it. But this time, I completely understand.
That was his whole reason for calling, right?
Yeah. I'm not going to friend you.
How did you vibe that guy was trouble?
How did you know?
And here's the thing. You know what? Normally, it would be funny, but it was not. It was his whole thing was kind of like running up to the. It was like running up to the TV camera. Right?
You know what he was? He was the Harvey Weinstein of callers. I don't like you, Danny Giles.
California and Nevada, hold on. We'll call you back. We're not going to call you back. We'll come to you right after this. It's Wide Open Wednesday. That was one of the strangest calls we've ever received.
That was aggressive and unwanted.
Yes.
Danny, what it wasn't, though, was, you know, I know you might have gone for, oh, that guy was a bad guy.
No.
Shocked. You didn't probably. No. Do you get the impression that's what he was looking for?
Yeah.
I classify it as disturbed.
You know, that's usually best done anonymously, Danny. But then again, you're going to find out why that is later on today. So look forward to that.
He's going to get a lot of friends.
Oh, you're going to get so many. You're going to be crazy with friends, Danny. We've got the old. We call it the old paranoid payback network that we like to implement
the
on
PPN.
A guy like Danny and his crazy stripper girlfriend that he's never had because he's never had a girlfriend.
And you know what? He was never a photographer either.
No, never a photographer.
No.
And the mustache is fake, too. doesn't have any hair at all, anywhere, especially on his unit. We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. It's me, it's me, it's Tony P.
It's me, it's me, it's Gary S. And you know, I started out sad, but I couldn't maintain it.
I could not either. We started the show feeling like, there's a lot of darkness around, not a lot to laugh about. Somehow, we found stuff to laugh about, and it's a lot of fun.
I think we always do. That's the point.
This week, we update you on the Jemima situation, and David Hasselhoff sings. It's really
something.
If you
don't think that's a show.
Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Blue Apron. This month, Blue Apron is celebrating its fifth anniversary. I can't believe it's been around that long. And by the way, they're bringing back their top 20 recipes as picked by you. This is exciting to me because I know
cool,
the good
yeah.
ones. Over the past 5 years, yes, your favorite recipes are back for a limited time. Try them out by going to blueapron.com/TMOS. There's never been a better time to discover that Blue Apron is the better way to cook. For less than $10 per person per meal, Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with pre-proportioned ingredients so you can make delicious home-cooked meals in 40 minutes or less. Blue Apron has easy delivery options to fit your needs, and since there's no weekly commitment, you only get deliveries when you want them. Plus, Blue Apron's freshness guarantee promises that every ingredient in your delivery arrives ready to cook, or they'll make it right. I love that they have brought back these 20 recipes.
It's fun, isn't it?
Based on their customers' needs. This is so cool. I can guarantee you a couple of them that are going to be on there. Check out this week's menu and get $30 off your first meal with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/TMOS. You'll love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron, so don't wait. That's blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron is a better way to cook, and happy anniversary.
That's so cool.
Let's get these calls out of the way. We're running super late, as usual, on Wednesday. Greg from Newcastle, California. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi, Greg.
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
Hi.
We're doing great. What can we do for you today, Greg?
Oh, I just got my dead butt out of bed. Smelled all the smoke from all these fires, and my app was blowing up.
Thank you, Greg. Thank you. I appreciate you reminding me, because I meant to say something for like 3 days now. To our friends out in wine country in Northern California, I have to say our hearts go out to you. This has been the year of years for this country of ours, I will tell you something. When you hear 17 people losing their lives, that I think that exemplifies just how horrific a situation it is out there in Northern California. You know, we love that part of the country. We have so many people that listen to this show out in that part of the country. And how are people doing? You're right out there in the thick of it, Greg. What's going on?
Well, I'm out of Sac, just in a little town called Newcastle below Auburn. So we're pretty far away. But, man, the smoke is just stinky. But it's, you're seeing these neighborhoods, I mean, just leveled. It's amazing.
It's Sonoma. It's the wine country regions. Vineyards have been affected by this. Are they getting any handle on it out there? Is there any progress being made?
Not a lot. And I saw a news blurb. It's going to be like 30, 40 mile an hour winds today. So they're pretty concerned about it.
That's ridiculous.
Not good.
That's what does it. Yeah. That's the fuel. Yeah, our prayers go out for everybody out there, because it's just terrible. And, you know, we're going to take another call from Nevada, which is kind of close to that part of the country. Greg, hang in there. We appreciate the call. Dale from Carson City, Nevada. Hi, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Morning, boys. How's it going?
It's good. We were concerned for everybody out there in Northern California and the wine country region out there with those winds that stoked those fires. And by the way, that's the way it happens. If you are not from that part of the country, you have to realize that the fuel for these incredible wildfires, but it doesn't matter where you go, but particularly in California, it seems to happen more often, where you got this, these winds. You've
it
heard of the Santa
them.
Ana winds,
yeah,
but
it
these
empowers
are, these
them,
are
yeah.
just incredible times of year for the winds to come, and something sparks, and it's dry as a tinderbox, and bam, it goes out. What can we do for you, Mr. Dale?
We're getting the smoke over here, too. I just wanted to say you guys are always keeping the funny and making my life good. I lost a dog of about 16 years ago, a couple months ago, and without you guys around, it wouldn't have been it was really hard, but I mean, you guys made it a lot easier. What can I say?
Well, you know, as someone who's preparing emotionally for the loss of a dog in his own home, I will tell you.
Mike,
that was not
as your preparation when you're preparing, Mike, does it involve party hats?
I have to say that I didn't want to bring this up, and I hope she doesn't get mad. Hey, Dale, thanks for the call. I hope she doesn't get mad at me, but and then we'll take one last
call. Mike, that was very negative.
Thank you. Beluga is now, we've allowed Beluga, I have allowed, I don't allow, she does whatever the hell she wants.
Right.
But Beluga's coming back into the marital bed now because she picks him up and he sleeps with us. And I cuddled with him this morning a little bit because, you know, he's getting older and,
did you cuddle him around the neck real tight?
Yeah, you could have an accident.
No, I am being sympathetic.
I was loving him.
I was loving
George.
Him. He still doesn't want to have anything to do with me. Last call on Wide Open Wednesday. From Bakersfield, California. We're going to have to make it quick. Chucko the Clown. Chucko, how are you?
Good morning, TMOS. I can't talk this morning. It's a little early.
No one else
here.
Can. That's okay. We understand.
But after Danny, I decided I had to call in. And I just wanted to tell you one thing, Mike. Are you there?
Yes. Chucko.
Okay. You know, it has affected my business.
What?
It, the movie It. He's a clown. Of course it's a it's very,
is it on the up and up? What's the story?
What's the story? You know, it, my whole mission in life is to make kids happy.
Yes.
I understand, Chucko.
And what can I say? I make them happy, then I eat them.
Okay, stop it. Thank you very much.
Oh, no. That's a horrible thing to say.
Chucko, I asked for a hit. I asked for a quick hit. That was the call of the day. That was the call of the day, and it was the last one. We will do another Wide Open Wednesday next week.
Yay, we win.
All is
winner.
Forgiven.
Yay.
Maybe the the best Chucko. Rob and I were waiting for the half hour bit.
Yeah.
Which sometimes doesn't have an ending, and boy were we surprised.
That's strong clowning.
We'll be right back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show. You know, we have many income streams right here at the Mike O'Mara Show. We have the bonus shows. That's a big one, isn't it, Rob?
Cornerstone.
Yeah, the show depends on it.
Work harder.
Real important. Go subscribe to the TMOS bonus show. We have our Amazon connection.
Yes.
Too.
Yes, the Amazon portal is huge. You must always use it.
Shop through Amazon. And, of course, we'd like you to support our advertisers. That's very important, is it not?
Yeah, and not just financial support, but support them morally.
You know you're an ass. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Start shopping Amazon through our website. It's the hair-restoring, eczema-curing, blood-purifying new trend.
Cures eczema, Mike.
All right. This show is ending the way I like it to end. All the cool kids are doing it. Cool kids like Eric Quick, who acquired the popular LP entitled Straight Outta Compton by the NWA. It's a wonderful record. Can I get a what-what?
What-what?
Yes, sirree. It's delightful.
Yeah, boy.
A certain Miss Stephanie Larson got an NES Classic Mini TV game console. Carla wants that.
Yeah.
She got it for her husband. I'd say that's a pretty good trade. Hey, get it? Rob said she traded her. Anyway, Terry M. Lettich bought some small balls for her dog, Moose, which kind of defeats the purpose of neutering her. And the sensationally fabulous Brett Whitmarsh bought the book My Way of Life by Joan Crawford. Time for cocktails, Brett. Yes, shopping Amazon through our portal changes nothing for you. Means the world to our show. Do it at Amazon. Please access it via TMOS. Use the app and go through our website. Now go spend money and spend a lot of it, okay? Am I right? Am I right?
News.
Justin Bieber. I never have a story that Justin is involved with that I do not share with you, our wonderful TMOS listeners. Justin Bieber hasn't done any acting outside of a guest appearance on CSI 7 years ago and a couple other cameos where he played himself. But that's all going to change.
What? What?
Us Magazine says Justin is seeking out advice from some big-time Hollywood actors. And no, we're not talking about Christian Bale, Leo DiCaprio, or Daniel Day-Lewis. A source says, quote, Justin asked Adam Sandler and David Spade out to dinner to pick their brains about breaking into the film industry. Now, listen, if Justin is going to go down the road of being kind of goofy,
yes,
you know, I mean, there's success there. They've made funny movies.
Adam Sandler has made a lot of money by never underestimating America.
And he's production company is massive.
Yeah, Happy Madison Films. Yeah.
They went out to dinner, had a great time. Justin had a lot of questions about the movie world. He's trying to educate himself about the industry and learn more about it. I guess that's cool if he's going for the silly 90s comedy vibe.
Yeah.
But still, a lot of people in the industry are saying it's like getting advice from the crash test dummies. So I'm not sure what I think it's okay.
The main question he had about filmmaking for Adam Sandler was, can I have your HBO Go password?
Sometimes you don't process how wealthy and successful some of these like guys are that aren't leading men per se, that they're just...
You know, Adam Sandler now, I think, owns half interest in The Price is Right. He's a Price is Right producer.
Really?
Yes.
Is he a Drew Carey chum? Is that Drew Carey
He came in during the Barker years,
Yeah, they
actually.
Bought the rights.
Yeah.
That's interesting. The NFL and Commissioner Roger Goodell are positioning themselves to find a way to move on from the national anthem deal. Goodell fired off a letter to all 32 teams yesterday where he said, quote, "The current dispute is threatening to erode the unifying power of our game and is now dividing us and our players from many fans across the country." Goodell says they've been listening to their players and the critical social issues that are so important to them, and they want to support their players, but they also believe that everyone should stand for the anthem. I love my country. I love the national anthem. I love a great version of the national anthem. I have sung the national anthem at stadiums. I want this to go away. I want this to go away. Here's the way I feel about it. I really feel like something really horrible is going to happen while we're talking about this.
Yeah.
That's what I do believe.
Yeah, also, I think more people agree with you than you might think.
There are a couple of ways that this, I mean, and some NFL teams like the Seahawks have gone out of their way to create real, tangible efforts to really highlight what they're doing by taking their dollars and putting them into the right charities and funds to fight social injustice, right?
Absolutely. Brilliant idea, absolutely. That's the best way to do it.
Yeah.
Right. I hope it happens.
Also, what if you scored a touchdown and you held your fist up? And to remind everybody, doesn't have to be during the anthem. Do your thing.
I think you're more, instead of modifying behavior, you say that we listen to you and we are going to do this to support understanding and support the social issues that you're concerned about. The owners are having their annual fall meeting next week, and Goodell wants him to discuss an unknown plan which involves giving players a platform to make their voices heard while making their league appear more unified. It's become something that's bigger than it needs to be, and that is really.
I think we're being played.
That's the fault of the president.
I think we're being played. I feel like we're being played now.
Yeah, the guy at the top wants us divided.
Yeah, he's.
Oh yeah.
If we're divided, we don't talk about what an FFP is. So let's be aware of the fact that I hope that they solve it because I'm an NFL fan and I want to see everybody enjoy the entire experience, and I want to see the grievances be recognized by the NFL like Seattle did.
Yes,
then we can move on.
Yeah.
Right.
I think they're open to all ideas. I understand that Daniel Snyder is going to offer a sponsorship for all players who kneel.
Wait, a protest tailgate?
Yes, exactly. $25 all you can eat.
I love that. Well, on the same note, in a radio interview this week, Pro Football Hall of Famer Mike Ditka said he doesn't understand all these national anthem protests.
Really?
Hey, I don't understand.
Yeah, African Americans have. He says they've been equal for the last century or so. No, not necessarily. This is okay.
Out of touch.
Here's the quote: "All of a sudden, it's becoming a big deal now about oppression." I think I heard him on the driving range here in Cocoonville. I really do. There has been You know what? I'm going to cop to a true statement. I had one of the most wonderful discussions about this with this great guy, my buddy Skip down here, that was thoughtful.
Skip Bayless?
And it was it's just wonderful.
Skip Stevenson.
I shouldn't pigeonhole everybody. But he says, all of a sudden it's become a big deal now about oppression. There's been no oppression in the last 100 years that I know of. Now maybe I'm not watching it as carefully as other people. I think the opportunity is there for everybody. If you want to work, if you want to try, if you want to put effort into yourself, I think you can accomplish anything. Naturally, this is ruffling a few feathers. Some pointing out that Ditka's mentality is the whole reason why the protests are happening in the first place.
I don't see color.
But another Hall of Famer took Ditka on directly. On yesterday's Fox and Friends, Joe Namath said, quote, "Look up the meaning of oppression. Look up the definition. And you understand that it's obviously taken place." When asked if he would kneel, Namath said, quote, "I'm not there, but I've never walked in a black man's shoes either." Mm. Thank you, Joe. That nice. Might be a little more nuanced understanding of the situation.
Steve Ducey, I want to kiss you.
I want to kiss. Yeah! Anyway. The National Confectioners Association polled about 1,400 people and found that 72% of parents plan to steal from their kids' Halloween stash this year. Let me put my hand up.
Yeah, I mean, why wouldn't you? They don't need all of that anyways.
That's right.
Yeah, I would do the same if I had a kid.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm copping to that. I'm part of that. You know, I honor the people that are in the smaller percentage. 77% of us will buy candy for trick-or-treaters, and 85% of those people will go with snack-size name-brand candy. Chocolate candy, this number two, chocolate candy is our favorite type of Halloween candy, by far, no surprise. 68% said it's best. Somehow, candy corn came in second.
Boo!
10% of the vote, followed by chewy or gummy candy with 7%. And number three, 85% of parents will take steps to make sure their kids don't overindulge.
Well, as always, the Spiewak House will be handing out apricots.
Also, Tuesday night for Halloween this coming year.
Is it a Tuesday Halloween?
We'll talk about Halloween tomorrow because I think we're going to the trunk or treat, and I think we're actually going to be the trunk.
We're
bringing our car to the parking lot, and we're going to dress up. So I don't know what the plan is, but I got to come up with something because you have to dress up.
A jack in the box.
Thanks, Oscar. Another 26% say they'll act as a gatekeeper so their kids won't even have direct access to their candy stash. That's overzealous.
Could you dress up as Ina Garten?
What's not to like? And now, a little something something. I'm sorry I have to do it again. It might be a crutch. I call it, it's what's given to me every
day. Understood.
An idiot was driving his Toyota Corolla near my home of Fort Myers, Florida on Monday night. It's right in my backyard. He ended up on a dead-end street with a 20-foot canal at the end of it. And instead of turning around, he got out of his car, walked up to see how big the gap was, and decided he could make it.
Oh, no.
He got back in his Toyota Corolla, threw it in reverse to give himself some runway, and then floored it and tried to jump across the canal.
Yeah.
Well, of course, he didn't make it. He's okay, but his car ended up in the canal and totaled. No word yet on any charges, but police think that alcohol may have played a part in this. And there happened to be a bridge two blocks away.
Oh, dummy. Yeah.
I can jump it. Who thinks they can jump something?
And, well, this is not necessarily a slogan. I think this is going to be a new PR campaign.
Oh, it's a campaign.
Well, we love our tourism down
here. Like for posters and things like the leaflets.
That's right. Want to fill the coffers, Rob. That's what we want to do.
Okay.
Here it is. Florida, where you don't have to pay extra to get a flying car.
Flying car.
Flying car.
Yeah. I can make it.
Flying car.
My flying car.
I can fix it. We'll take a break. Come back with a little audio vault right here on the Mike O'Meara Show, everybody.
Hi. This is Cooper's Hawk.
Hi, John.
When I'm not serving the finest wine of Albemarle, Chicago, I like to listen to podcasts. Recently, after being verbally berated,
I'm so sorry. We're out of town. We're out of time. I'm so sorry. We have to make up some time. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. The best thing about TMOS listeners, they're like family, a big, dysfunctional, wonderful, odd family. If you have a product to advertise or a message to spread, the best place to do it might be right here.
Yeah, baby.
Think of all the members of your extended family that you'll be reaching or so. The Mike O'Meara Show gets your message out to thousands of like-minded folks, and they can hear it and they can act on it. You'll reach thousands of relatives you don't even know you have. And just email us at sales@MikeO'MearaShow.com. Big or small business, doesn't matter. You're going to be treated like family, and we will give it our all. Again, that's sales@MikeO'MearaShow.com. Let us spread your word, mon ami. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today, Wednesday, October 11, 2017, Rob.
Everyone looks so relaxed and calm, I thought it would be my job to creep you out.
Okay, I'm ready.
In 2015, the New York Police Department put a sting operation on Harvey Weinstein, and the wire that the woman wore has not been released until now. But what happened is a former Miss Italy, he hit on her, Harvey Weinstein. This is all alleged, I suppose. And she came to visit. He groped her. He reached under her dress, and she left, went to the police, and then went back the next day with a recording device. You want to hear Harvey in action?
Sure, let's listen.
Here is from the New York Police Department.
What do we have to do here?
Nothing. I'm going to take a shower. You sit there and have a drink. Water.
I don't drink. Can I stay on the bar?
No, you must come here now.
No.
Please, I'm not going to do anything. I swear my children. Please come in. On everything. I'm a famous guy.
I'm feeling very uncomfortable right
please
now.
Please come in now. And 1 minute, and if you want to leave, when the guy comes with my jacket,
why yesterday you touched my breast?
Oh, please, I'm sorry. Just come on. I'm used to that.
Are you used to that?
Yes, come in.
No, but I'm not used to that.
I won't do it again. Come on. Sit here. Don't ruin your friendship with me for 5 minutes.
Don't ruin your friendship with me for 5 minutes.
There's the intimidation.
Yeah.
I mean,
creep. And he sounds creepy. Like a madman.
Yeah. That's exactly what I was going to say. You're listening to a person that's ill.
Yeah.
This is a person that's got some issues. And that doesn't, by the way, by saying he's ill, I'm not absolving him of anything. That's like saying Jeffrey Dahmer was ill, the thing is, that's just so incredibly
And that,
creepy.
To me, takes it to the next level. You can read about it, all the allegations, all day long. But when you hear him in action.
Mania, though, in coercing her.
Please come in right
you
now.
You hear the desperation.
He's like the shower is going to run out of water.
And
Pony's right. I hear that. You hear that compulsion.
Yeah.
That he's experienced.
5 minutes, just 5 minutes.
That's all I need. Yeah. All right, and also, this is kind of creepy. This was bouncing around the internet yesterday. This is from 2013 when Seth MacFarlane hosted the Oscars.
Yeah.
He was announcing the nominations. They do that ceremony beforehand. This joke doesn't seem as funny in retrospect.
The 2012 nominees for Best Performance by an Actress in a Supporting Role. Congratulations, you five ladies no longer have to pretend to be attracted to Harvey Weinstein.
Which to me says there is
everybody knew
a culture in Hollywood that knew it.
Wow.
Weird, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that was such a first of all, those are scripted, right?
Yeah.
Those are scripted announcements. Like there's going to be a joke, there's going to be everything set up.
Yeah. There's courage here. There's courage here.
Yeah.
You have to realize that someone started this ball rolling, and you have to go look at that. And I am not somebody who says, well, why didn't they say something way back when? I think the fact that, yes, there's blood in the water now. His wife's left him, and everybody's piling on. But, I still believe in a situation like the Cosby deal. There's no statute of limitations when you're talking about horrible behavior
horrendous.
Like this. And by coming forward, I'm not going to judge you for not coming forward before.
No.
I wasn't there. Right. I don't know what it is. So the more people that do this, you realize what, a monster, and he's getting justice now. So that's fine.
Right.
I'm fine with that.
Let's talk about proper sexiness and a woman you've had a crush on for some time, Mike.
Okay.
First Lady of France, Carla Bruni.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. Yeah, former First Lady of France.
She has come out with an album entitled French Touch. Where she does.
Oh, this is years ago that we played this.
Cover songs out of there's some classic rock, there's some standards, but I like what she's done with the Rolling Stones song Miss You.
Well, I've been walking Central Park, singing after dark. People think I'm crazy.
Same style.
Yep.
I've been stumbling on my feet.
Carla Bruni.
People ask me, what's the matter with you, girl?
So it's been about 10 years we've been following her musical career. She's still pretty put together.
She's still pretty put together, but I still don't believe she's going to be getting any Grammys.
No, I don't think so either. Especially when you hear her version of AC/DC's Highway to Hell.
No stop signs, speed limit. My boat is going slowly down.
That's available at Amazon.com. It's called French Touch.
Isn't that something?
You had a Bieber story. Here's something I found entertaining. The Vikings quarterback, Sam Bradford, this is him playing, a play call.
Oh,
forgive my stammer.
That's right.
It sounds like he's yelling Bieber.
Bieber.
So what play would that be?
Oh, my God. Play where you whip it out.
No, you go straight up the middle.
Bieber 45. Bieber 45.
New promo for Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Are you able to do that? I have such a devil of a time keeping up with them.
I've failed miserably.
I watch every Sunday.
Kim and Khloe are so talking, and this promo, apparently, you're not supposed to take selfies anymore.
Would you rather never be able to post a selfie or never be able to Snapchat again?
I would rather never be able to post a selfie again. Take a selfie a few years ago.
Would you rather lose another diamond in the ocean or go through another one of those vampire facials?
I would rather lose another diamond in the ocean.
What?
Yeah, I don't really care so much about diamonds anymore. And I definitely care about good skin.
I'm not saying we're there. I'm saying we're 5 years out from the Kardashians finally falling and the Jenners taking over.
Okay.
Same breed, but yeah. Yes. I'm watching the season like, this whole hot mom thing isn't as cool as it was 5 years ago.
Oscar follows this, by the way. Take what he says as gospel truth. He follows it like somebody follows a stock ticker.
That's true.
He really knows what he's speaking with. Yes, the Jenners will be taking over. Right?
Yeah. Ten years of the Kardashians.
Jen years.
That's right.
Jen years.
Oscar, don't lose your wedding ring.
And would you rather
lose another diamond?
Okay, good news for all you vegans that like fast food.
And finally, a McDonald's location in Finland is testing a limited edition vegan burger, or as it's also known at McDonald's, a sad meal.
That's your magic audio ball. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. Here's our mailing address. We love stuff. TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thanks for the grammar. Yeah. Thanks for listening. And join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.